2 Chronicles chapter 12. And it came to pass, at the establishing of Rehoboam's kingdom, and when he had strengthened himself, that he forsook the law of the Lord, as did all Israel with him. And it came to pass, in the 5th year of King Rehoboam, that Shishak king of Egypt came up against Jerusalem, because they had acted perversely against the Lord, with 1,200 chariots, and with 60,000 horsemen, and with innumerable people who came with him from Egypt, Libyans, Sukkiim, and Ethiopians. And he took the fortified cities which belonged to Judah, and he came to Jerusalem. Then Shemaiah the prophet came to Rehoboam and the senior officials of Judah, who had gathered in Jerusalem because of Shishak, and he said to them, "This is what the Lord says, you have left me, and I, for my part, have left you in the hands of Shishak." At this the senior officials of Israel and the king humbled themselves, and they said, "The Lord is righteous." And when the Lord saw that they had humbled themselves, the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah and said, "They have humbled themselves. I will not ruin them, but I will soon make them like an escaped group, and my wrath will not be poured out on Jerusalem by means of Shishak. But they will be his servants, and they will know what it means to serve me and to serve the kingdoms of the various countries." Then Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem, and he took the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. He took everything away, and he took away the golden shields which Solomon had made. Then King Rehoboam made shields of copper instead of them, and he committed them to the care of the captains of the couriers who guarded the entrance to the king's house. And it was the case that every time the king went to the house of the Lord, the couriers came and carried them there, and then brought them back to the repository of the couriers. And at him humbling himself, the Lord's anger subsided, and he did not completely ruin him. And also in Judah there were good reports. And King Rehoboam strengthened himself in Jerusalem, and he reigned, for Rehoboam was 41 years old when he started to reign, and he reigned for 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord chose out of all the tribes of Israel to establish his name there. And his mother's name was Naamah the Ammonitess. Then he did evil, for he did not resolve to seek the Lord. And the affairs of Rehoboam, the first and the last, are they not written in the chronicles of Shemaiah the prophet and Iddo the seer, as registered according to genealogies? And there were wars between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the time. And Rehoboam lay with his fathers, and he was buried in the city of David, and Abijah his son reigned in his place.